From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House shakeup continues. Moments ago, President Trump announced he is replacing his national security adviser, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, with the former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. Bolton is currently an analyst with Fox News. He has a reputation as a tough-talking conservative who has backed military action against Iran and North Korea and has taken a hard line against Russia. President Trump today imposed tariffs on a list of nearly 1,300 imported products worth about $60 billion from China.
The people we're negotiating with, smilingly, they really agree with us. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
The decision could limit China's ability to invest in the U.S. technology industry, setting the stage for a possible trade war with Beijing.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Mr. Trump blamed what he called unfair Chinese trade practices for America's trade deficit with China, which has reached a record $375 billion. The president on Thursday said he's willing to testify before the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
I'd like to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller, sir.
Thank you.
I would like to.
When do you think that would happen?
The president there saying, I would like to. He spoke on the same day that one of his personal attorneys, John Dowd, confirmed he is no longer working for Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. At least 14 people were killed Thursday.